Radio North Sea International has now returned to their two shortwave frequencies. That's in the 49-meter band, 6.2 megacycles, and on the 31-meter worldwide band, 9.94 megacycles. We continue with music this afternoon in between special announcements and developments on the situation on Radio North Sea International with the Mebo 2 and a confrontation with Mr. Case Mundas and Mr. Herrmann with the tug Husky from Willemstad to the launch Viking. Programming from Radio North Sea International, a quick message to those on the tug Husky. You are in danger if you should use your water cannon, which we see now that you are preparing on the deck of your tugboat. You are in danger of three reasons, because there are three transmitter lines upstairs, antennas which, if water should touch it, would mean, quite possibly, death to anyone involved on the other end. Water reaching up towards the antenna will arc back towards you and will not, unfortunately, put us out of commission as far as you're concerned. We say this if only to waylay any human death or fatality or injury. We'll remind you once again, please do not use water aimed in the direction of the antennas on R&I due to the fact that it will cause you personal harm, if not death. You just heard the record from the Kinks, chart sound number 8 in the R&I Top 30, called Lola. And we have a rundown now on the prison situation in case you just joined us and are a bit concerned as to what's going out on the air of Radio North Sea International. Approximately 1.5 hours ago, R&I, the Mebo 2, was approached by two boats, the tug Husky from Willemstad and the launch Viking, both owned by Mr. Herrmann. On board the launch was Mr. Case Mundas, who's been involved in a legal situation with North Sea and who's now being sued by the Mebo Limited. We interrupt this with another message.
We'd like to say thank you very much. The trip appears to be coming out, and we believe one of our managing directors is on board. At least we hope so.
Okay, that's very good news for all of us out here. A big sigh of relief goes up from everyone in the other studio. We'll repeat the situation once again. So an hour and a half, these two boats approach the Mebo 2, and on board were these two men, Mr. Herrmann and Mr. Case Mundas, who Mr. Mundas was allowed on board the Mebo 2 to talk with our captain. He said that the tugboat was going to tow the Mebo 2 back into land after cutting the anchor. The captain has said that this is an act of piracy and that he will not tolerate it. He asked Mr. Mundas to leave, which he did. Mr. Mundas returned to the launch along with Mr. Herrmann. They circled the boat for approximately 15 minutes. The tug and the launch joined together, and I believe a decision was made at that time by Mr. Herrmann and Mr. Mundas to approach the Mebo 2 with the tug Husky, where they have acetylene torches on board, and they are now standing about 20 yards off the Mebo 2, with the back of the tug pointing in the direction of the bow of the Mebo 2, with their acetylene torches on the deck in preparation for cutting the anchor on the Mebo 2. However, as you just heard a few minutes ago, the trip from Scheveninger, the small boat which has serviced the Mebo 2 for the past 3 months, is now approaching the ship with one of our managing directors, with the managing director and the director of Radio North Sea on board, so we shall have more developments as they come along. We continue on with music right now, 3 minutes before 3 o'clock on R&R with Joni Mitchell.
Put up a parking lot.
International, the voice of Europe and the sound of the world. Broadcasting in the medium wave on 220 meters, 1,367 kilocycles. In VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles. In the shortwave on the 49-meter European band, 6.2 megacycles. And to the world on the 31-meter band, 9.94 megacycles. Time from Bulova's exactly 3 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Anchorton, the electronic tuning fork watch. that's what we hope. You're singing a song, at least a few of you are, for us this afternoon out here on the Mebo 2.
Everybody gotta sing a song for me.
Well, I suppose you could say we're disc jockeys. They're not gangsters or hoodlums, and we have to sort of walk around and carry guns and knives to protect ourselves because we don't expect things like this to happen in the modern world of 1970, especially piracy at sea. But this appears to be what's going on right now, the attempt of the people on board the tug Husky in an attempt to cut the anchor chain from the Mebo 2 and take us into shore. Michael? Mark, sorry.
Yeah, well, our tug is now alongside our tug, not their tug, yes. Our tug, is now alongside with a representative of our company. And he'd like to thank everybody who has phoned in, and you may be delighted to know that you managed to jam our lines to our head office. So thanks everybody who has helped us by phoning in. But now, as far as we're concerned, the thing is now under control, we hope. And things are being sorted out now. We'll let you know further news as it gets, as it happens.
Actually. I think that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark Wesley, for that bit of news. We'll keep you informed as it happens on Radio North Sea International. We continue on at 4 minutes after 3 o'clock, in spite of everything, with music, because that's what you listen to us for. This time it's a hit-bound record from R&R. Exit of the charts, okay, with a bit of a happy sound from Mary Clayton. This is her version of the Rolling Stones thing, Gimme Shelter. Mary Clayton to say, once again, as Mark Wesley said, thank you ever so much to everyone who phoned in to our head office in Zurich and as well to our office in Scheveninger. However, we'd like to appeal to everyone to hold their telephone calls now because the situation is now appears to be under control as far as the telephone situation is concerned. The telephone calls are no longer necessary. As a matter of fact, we understand that the Zurich Exchange and the Scheveninger Exchange have broken down due to the volume of telephone calls. We can only say from the bottom of our hearts, from all of us out here on the Mebo 2, thank you ever so much in our moments of peril. That's Mary Clayton at 7 minutes after 3 o'clock from R&I. Gimme Shelter and a Hitbound Sound. We'd like to repeat our message that we said just a minute ago. Radio North Sea extends their greetings and thanks, many, many thanks to everyone who phoned in our Zurich office and phoned in to our office in Scheveninger. However, we would appreciate that you now cease calling, because of the fact that the telephone exchanges, this is most interesting, in both Zurich and in Scheveninger have broken down due to the large volume of telephone calls. So once again, we thank each and every one of you who took the time and quite possibly a considerable amount of money if you've called from a long distance to phone our offices and tell them of what the situation was out here on the Mebo 2 and still is, however. We thank you ever so much. However, please do not place any more telephone calls as this will only harm the two exchanges in Zurich and in Scheveningen. Thanks ever so much. We'll have a more formal statement on that to give you in a few minutes right after this wrap on from Jefferson Airplane. Tomorrow and I, well, actually, it's a hit in Holland right now. That's Somebody to Love. And I'll tell you one thing. All of us out here on the Mebo 2 this afternoon have many people to love, especially thanks for much of your cooperation. As a matter of fact, we'd like to extend our thanks right now to those on the Veronica tender, on the small boat which came over from Veronica to aid us in our help. That's Radio Veronica. Thanks a lot, lads. And we'll be seeing you very shortly. I see your boat is pulling up alongside the Mebo 2. And we'll have a bit of a chat maybe with a couple of your lads in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll have a quick rundown on everything that's gone on over the past 2 hours in case you've just joined us out here on Radio North Sea International. About 2 hours ago, two small boats, one large tug, as a matter of fact, and a small launch, the tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, and the launch, the Viking, both owned by Mr. Herrmann. On board was Mr. Case Munders, who has been involved in a legal dispute with Radio North Sea International for the past week. Mr. Munders came on board the Mebo 2, had a discussion with our captain, and asked the captain to cut our anchor chain, and as well that the tug would tow us into port, into Scheveninger. The captain refused, as this is an act of piracy, according to international maritime regulations, and consequently Mr. Case Munders left the boat, went back to the launch. They circled the boat for approximately half an hour. The tug, the Husky, approached the Mebo 2 then, in an attempt to cut our anchor chain. They also threatened us with water cannons. However, we have told them that if that had been used, it would probably have resulted in grave, serious bodily harm to all those involved on the tug, quite possibly death. There was also, which I consider quite irresponsible, they had a small child and a woman on board the boat, and in a situation like this, I consider that highly irresponsible. Well, now at this current situation, the two boats have pulled away about some of the 500 yards away from the Mebo 2 and are moving in a, I believe, a northeasterly direction away from the Mebo 2. We shall keep you informed as to what's happening there. However, in the meantime, many, many thousands of people have been jamming the lines, calling in an attempt to contact our office in Zurich and in Scheveninger. We appreciate ever so much your help in this situation. However, we would appreciate if you would cease telephoning now, because it has jammed up the lines both in Zurich and in Scheveninger. Michael Lindsay.
Yes, I'd like to say that the two boats now have disappeared into the mist, and we'd like to say hello to everybody on the Dolphin that's just come out very close, and nearest it's ever been, I think, to us at the moment. We'd like to say hello to all the hundreds of people on board.
Thank you ever so much. It's really, in spite of everything bad that could have occurred today, it's fantastic to see the cooperation and the help. We thank you ever so much from every single person who helped in this particular situation this afternoon, especially to something like several hundred people who have come out towards the Mebo 2 in small boats, in large boats, to help us in this particular thing with Mr. Mundes and Mr. Ehrman. Thank you ever so much once again. We'll be returning to normal programs rather shortly. However, if more developments should come up, we shall keep you informed. As a matter of fact, a rather good day to keep good music going, so why don't we continue on with Donovan. His new single release comes from his LP Open Road. They call it Ricky Tikki Tavi. From his new LP, Open Road, that's a hitbound sound for Radio North Sea International. At 17 minutes after 3 o'clock on the Mebo 2 this afternoon, we have two of the gentlemen who came on board to help us in our particular situation this afternoon. Say hello this afternoon to Harry and Ruud. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Thanks ever so much for coming on. Do you want to say anything or say hello to any of your friends, because you're on board a radio ship and maybe you'd like to say hello to your family or friends or some such thing?
I want to greet the crew of the Maya.
Crew of the Minor. And Ruud? No, he's got no one to say hello to, but we'll say hello to all of his friends for him, shall we? We'll continue on with music this afternoon for everyone and everyone involved in this particular band bit of situation this afternoon on R&I, with a record which is, I suppose you could say, is most appropriate. It comes from the Free, and we keep our fingers crossed that it's all right now. That's shot down number 16 in the top 30 of R&I, and we stand by for a word from the managing director of Radio North Sea International.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience today that you've had, but unfortunately we've had problems out here, and I'm glad the disc jockeys have done their part in keeping you informed, and that's what R&I plans to do, is keep you informed of everything that goes on out here. I am out here right now with the owner of Radio North Sea International from Mebo Limited in Zurich, Switzerland. And we hope we don't have too many problems. At the moment, the ships have pulled off, but we are sure, as they have told us, that they are coming back. They have brought a child and a woman on one of the ships to kind of deter us from doing anything to them, although it is our intention, as the owner of the station has said to the captain of the trip that brought us out here, only the agent from the shipping company in Holland, myself, and the owner, Mr. Erwin Meister, has come out to the Mebo. Many people wanted to come out to help us. We told them they could not come on our ship. We are not interested in any fights. We are not interested in any deaths at sea. This station is not around to make trouble. This station is around to provide you with musical entertainment. And this is the reason that we asked only the shipping agent, Mr. Erwin Meister, and myself.